This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, a new effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. To find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman and you'll get a $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com.
Welcome to another episode. Like it's a show of Layla Weighs In, my podcast here on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I've had the great fortune of being asked to do podcasts starting last October of 2015, which is terrific. You know, last October 2015 marked the 10th anniversary of my being here at the Hoffman Center and working with Dr. Hoffman as we see patients every day. It's been terrific and a great privilege to be in his company. I want to thank you for all the questions that you're emailing. And if you want to email your questions, please do so to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's questions to. The email is radioprogram@AOL.com. Now, do you remember it was a mid-February podcast where I talked about ketosis flu? And it was for somebody who emailed. It was Terry who emailed about ketosis flu. Anyway, she listened to the podcast, got the answer. Thank you for listening, Terry. And she sent me a follow-up email. So here's what Terry says. After 2 months on my ultra-low-carb diet, I've lost 20 pounds, and now I've reached my goal weight. Yay, Terry! I feel great, and I look great. I know, it's great when you've reached a goal, you like what you see in the mirror, you feel well, the cobwebs have lifted from our brains, and all of that. Terry says, I'm still in ketosis. She's using the keto sticks, the keto sticks, and they're all registering dark purple. And I have abundant energy and very sharp and clear mental acuity. Wonderful. By the way, a word about keto sticks. A lot of people get great gratification when they see that they are indeed in lipolysis ketosis by seeing that dark purple on those keto sticks. However, did you know 40 to 60% of the population, they don't register that dark purple, even though they are indeed in ketosis, and therefore they are dismayed. I'm here to tell you, do not be dismayed. A real test to whether your body composition is changing, that you're losing fat, that you're burning fat, that you're decreasing in size, is to do this. Rather than even get on a scale, first, take your measurements. That's the chest or the bust, the waist, which is about an inch above your navel, and your hips. Write it down. Take your measurements every 2 weeks and not more often than that. So even if you don't register a dark purple, okay, but your inches are coming down, this is still telling you that you are burning fat. You are indeed losing the weight. You don't have to rely so much on the keto sticks. Anyway, for Terry, it's working, and keep on. Terry's question is, I'm not sure how to transition from weight loss mode to weight maintenance mode. I like the benefits of being in ketosis, but I don't need to lose additional weight. That's terrific. And I'll tell you, being in ketosis is like metabolic bliss because you are creating so much more energy burning fat than burning blood glucose. Your body is making more ATP. ATP is the energy currency. You are building mitochondria. You are making mitochondria, new mitochondria. You are, in addition, you are making your existing mitochondria, that's the powerhouse, the energy in all your cells, even bigger. So this is really the place to be, ketosis, that is, when you're having, you know, when you're having lots of energy. So Terry, however, doesn't need to lose additional weight. And she's asking, how do I modify my diet to stay at my current weight while still enjoying the other benefits of ketosis? Here's what we do. When people embark on a low-carb diet, and one of the originals really being the Atkins diet, right? And for those of you who know me, you know that I worked with Dr. Atkins before his tragic death back in 2003. And I've learned and counseled all about the Atkins diet to many patients and clients with him here at the Hoffman Center. The low-carb diet has many other names now. You can still call it an Atkins diet, a South Beach diet, a very low-carb diet, the Whole30 diet, a paleo diet. And, of course, there are modifications ad nauseum about all of these different diets, and you could tailor anything to be a low-carb diet. Anyhow, so typically, when you think of the Atkins diet, you're thinking of phase one, which is the 20 grams or less of total carbohydrates. And people think that phase one is it. That's it. That's the Atkins diet. You just, phase one is all there is. But there are phases two, three, and four, and this is really how you move through them. Once you get to about 10, 15, 8, 10, even 12 to 14 pounds of your weight goal, you're meant to be going through the phases. When you move on to phase two, you're adding carbohydrate grams in about 5-gram increments. That could be the addition of another vegetable serving. It could be a serving of berries. It can also be a serving of some nuts and seeds, all of that. And what you're doing is you're finding your critical carbohydrate level for losing what Dr. Atkins used to call CCLL, critical carbohydrate level for losing. And you move up in 5-gram increments. So you're moving from phase one, which was about 20 grams of carbs a day, right? You're going to move it up to 25. You're going to stay there for a few days for Terry because she wants to stop losing weight. After maybe 2 or 3 days of being on 25 grams, she'll move up to 30. Then a couple of days later, she might move up to 35. And she may find that anywhere between 35 to 55 or even 60 grams of carbohydrates a day, she has found the limit on her carbs. In other words, the most carbs she can ingest per day and now maintain her weight, stop losing weight. Many people, after phase one, are able to move out of the 20-gram range into 25 and 30 grams and continue to lose weight. That's fine. That's phases two and three. And some people find a sweet spot once they've reached their weight goal. Because in phases two and three, you're not losing weight as rapidly as you did in phase one. You want to start slowing it down by the time you're coming close to your goal weight, say within 8 to 12 pounds of your goal weight, you want to start slowing it down. So by moving through phases 2 and 3, adding the 5-gram per day increments of additional carbs in the form of vegetables, in the form of nuts and seeds, in the forms of fruits, you're able to still lose weight, but now we're slowing it down. And this is a good thing. When you finally get to your goal weight, you will then continue to increase your carbohydrate grams in 5-gram increments. And at this point, you may reach 40, 45, even 50 grams. I've seen a lot of people stop losing weight anywhere between 45 and maybe 65, as much as 70 grams of carbohydrates a day. And that really depends on your activity level as well. The higher your activity level, the more grams of carbs you're going to be able to eat. At some point, however, your body and everybody you know has a unique biochemistry. The amount of carbohydrate grams from person to person is going to be different. So, Terry, for you, it's going to be different than it would be for me, and than it would be for, say, Dr. Hoffman or any of our other patients and clients. that level of carbohydrate intake will be different for everybody. And you may find that you stop losing the weight now at 50 grams of carbs. It may be 60 grams of carbs. Some people find at 70 grams or 75 grams of carbs, they're starting to put a few pounds back on. You're putting back on some water, and as long as that trend doesn't continue, you could stay up in that carb gram range. But my point earlier was your body at some point will begin to kick itself out of ketosis. And let me tell you what the scientific literature basically has told us. And until we learn better, here's what we know. The body needs, in order to maintain a blood sugar burning metabolism, not a fat burning metabolism, in order for the body to maintain a blood sugar burning metabolism, you need about 120 grams of carbs a day. Maybe 130. I may be off on that number. So, in order to maintain a blood sugar burning metabolism, a carbohydrate burning metabolism, you need to have around 120, 130 grams a day, but I would say at minimum 120 grams of carbs a day. Sip of water there. Okay. So, depending on your activity level, once you've reached your goal weight on a low carb diet, you go up through the phases, right? And you may find, again, depending on how much exercise you get, you can have 100 grams of carbs a day. You could maybe have 105, 110 grams of carbs a day. And that's perfectly fine. As long as it keeps you at your goal weight, as long as it keeps you feeling good, you've got good energy for exercise and all of that, that's terrific. Other people, and these people would be active people too, but you know, everybody has a unique metabolism and it's different for everybody. Some people stop losing weight when they reach 50 grams of carbs a day. And that's just fine. And in my experience with the average adult, male or female, that's pretty much what I see. And that can float between 40 to 60 or 70 grams of carbohydrates for most people. So Terry, I'm giving you a range of where you will likely find the amount of carbohydrate grams you're able to have in a day will likely be anywhere between 40 and about 70. So good luck trying that. Increase your carbohydrate grams in 5-gram increments per day. Also, there was a study back in one of the sports nutrition journals that athletes may really have to rethink carbohydrate loading. Because the carbohydrate loading, when we're in a blood sugar burning metabolism, we have quick energy to do a sprint, right? But if you're a marathoner, right? If you're a marathoner, you're going kind of a, not necessarily a slow pace, but a steady pace. You're actually going to be burning more, have more energy, more ATP, more metabolic fuel to burn when you're in a fat-burning metabolism. And I'll tell you, I know of marathoners, and I have colleagues, people that I've worked with in low-carb industry who've done very, very well doing the New York City Marathon on a low-carb diet. The thing is, with gym enthusiasts and marathoners and elite athletes, is once they stop their training, if they continue eating in a high-carb fashion to fuel their glycogen, to fuel their exercise and the energy, the sprints, they may develop blood sugar imbalances. I recall a client, this was about a couple of years ago, she was an Olympiad, an elite rower. And she came to see me because she was having trouble. She said, I don't know why I'm gaining weight. I eat the same way I was, and I asked her about her activity level. I asked her how she was eating. She was eating mainly healthy. It was a little carb heavy. But, you know, when she told me she was an elite rower, an Olympian level rower, but she wasn't training anymore, but she was eating the same way as when she used to row, I said, well, there's your answer. First of all, you're likely taking in a whole lot of carbohydrates, but in addition, you're probably taking in a whole lot of calories as well. I mean, if you're an NFL linebacker, you can eat 3,500 calories a day. The rest of us will gain weight rapidly. If you're an elite athlete, you may even take in more calories than that. I remember reading an article about the swimmer, Michael Phelps, who was taking in practically 5,000 calories a day. That's a whole lot of calories. And when you're not in training, you can't take in that many calories anymore. So, beyond the scope of how low-carb impacts our energy, being in the metabolic bliss of being in ketosis, all the health ramifications as well, there are still some people who believe that being in ketosis is possibly dangerous. There are many practitioners and especially doctors, mainstream physicians, who believe that being in ketosis is dangerous, but they often mistake it for ketoacidosis. Ketoacidosis is a very dangerous state that can be fatal. We often see a ketoacidosis state in diabetics who have out-of-control blood sugars. We're talking in the hundreds. And we see this amongst alcoholics, who are also very, very acidic. Ketosis is not ketoacidosis. I repeat, ketosis is not ketoacidosis. Two completely different states, two completely different metabolic entities. You can stay in ketosis for pretty much as long as you want. Let me talk about our Stone Age ancestors for a minute. In the dead of winter, when there was nothing to eat except the animals they killed, right, or any fish they got out of the stream, out of the brook, you know, for 6-7 months or even longer, they had to be in ketosis. There wasn't anything to eat but protein, maybe some tree bark. That tree bark would be the equivalent of aspirin, salicylic acid, right? And in the warmer weather, when there was more vegetation, more plants, and even fruit, that's when they had more to eat. That is also the opportunity, that was also the time that they fattened up for the upcoming famine. This is why Mother Nature gave us sweet taste buds, so that they would eat more fruit, eat more fruit. So the advantage of being in lipolysis and ketosis is, first of all, if you have been told by your doctor that you have hyperlipidemia, that you have a high LDL, and that you have the small, dense pattern LDL, that could be fixed by changing to a lower-carb diet. If you were told also that you have high triglycerides, that can also be changed. It could be fixed by a low-carb diet in as little as not just 3 weeks, where that's how long it takes for cholesterol levels to change on a low-carb diet. Triglycerides can fall off a cliff in as little as 4 to 6 weeks. I have seen it happen. I have seen the blood tests over the last 10, actually 13 years that I'm doing this now. I have seen it happen. Triglycerides fall down. And you know, triglycerides are an independent risk factor for heart disease. Your LDL level may stay the same on a low-carb diet, meaning it may not come down. But if you have a small, dense pattern of LDL on a low-carb diet, those small, dense LDL particles will increase and become bigger and fluffier particles. Less atherogenic is what that means. You will also, if you have high oxidized LDL, and you know, oxidized LDL is what's clogging our arteries. What's causing that oxidation? High blood sugar, a high hemoglobin A1C. On a low-carb diet, your blood sugar is coming down. Your hemoglobin A1C is coming down. You're going to have lower oxidized LDL. You're going to have nil oxidized LDL. So that's really what we're talking about. Inflammation comes down. C-reactive protein will come down. C-reactive protein is a marker of inflammation. One of the things that causes C-reactive protein to go up is high blood sugar, high hemoglobin A1C. You are fixing so many problems. To Terry and to everybody else out there who has embarked on a low-carb diet, are staying on a lower-carb diet, are reaching their goal weight, and living a low-carb lifestyle, you're really doing the right thing. You're taking care of a whole lot of risk factors. And you've heard me say in the past, cancer loves sugar. That includes our blood sugar. We have seen in the scientific research that a very low-carb diet is beneficial for brain cancers like glioblastomas. It's in the scientific literature. It's good for seizure disorder. A ketogenic diet is called a ketogenic diet because it puts you in ketosis. That's what we're talking about. So for those of you living this lifestyle, it's a great place to be. Enjoy your ketosis. Enjoy your metabolic bliss. You've reached your goal weight. Work up those carbohydrate grams to the point where you're no longer losing. And if you want to plan some cheats here and there without going overboard, sign up for our newsletter or go to drhoffman.com. Type in the search box, carbohydrate budget. I've got an article there on how to go about doing that, using your carbs wisely for special occasions and weddings and your birthday and your anniversary, and still maintaining a low-carb lifestyle. Thank you for your question, Terry. And I thank you for all of you who submit questions. Thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In, here on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients every day here at the Hoffman Center. If you require a nutrition consult with me, but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.